okay? If you're afraid, then come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on a beautiful summer day here in Cleveburg. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here from the Dog Bowl in Berea. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Matt Wilhelm, folks, if you could picture it, nice red golf shirt, like of Tiger Woods yore when he was good on Sundays and when he got to play golf on Sundays.
Yeah, right.
And wore red. Then you've got a nice, the resin hat and the Nike Vapor being represented on there. He looks ready for the links. Do you have plans to tee it up today?
I do not. I just, as I told Kevin Griffin, you know, director of fan experience here and the marketing side, he asked me the same question. And I just said, well, it's either this or you're getting like gym shorts and a t-shirt. So I just thought this was a little bit more of a...
What did he prefer?
Of a better... He didn't. I think I can play by my own rules simply because I'm on the radio and I'm only obligated to be here 2 hours of the day. So I can wear whatever I want. I just thought to fit in a little bit better with the individuals wearing, you know, slacks or khakis with a button-down shirt or tie, I better wear this. But, you know, the hat kind of separates me from everybody else.
There's so much that separates you from everybody else. Let's be honest about it.
I know. Your accomplishments. That's absolutely true. You're right.
Your accomplishments. The 5 o'clock shadow that you're rocking right now very strongly.
Yeah. I got to grow it in so they can shave it for the Dog Pound Report.
Good call. You don't want to shave too often.
No. Once a week.
I've gone electric. I got a good electric. And it makes, I could shave every day.
I have not shaved with a straight razor since my wedding. Which was over 8 years ago.
Wow.
Yes.
Mazel tov on that.
So I use a little peanut clippers, like they're like edgers that most individuals, you know, get for around their neck, around their ears, and so on and so forth. My facial skin is just very sensitive, and when I straight razor shave, I just get bumpy and, you know, kind of funky and I break out.
My neck looks like a crime scene if I shave with a straight razor.
Exactly.
Multiple times
so I just use the clippers. It gets me close. And at this point right now in my broadcasting/television career, I've not been told by a producer that it has to get any tighter or closer than I do right now. So far, so good.
I like it. Looking good. Gibbs, what do you do? What's your shaving regimen?
Floby?
I got to see it.
He's not answering calls. He has no excuse for this.
No, he does not.
No excuse.
Someone must be there in the studio.
What do you want?
Working below.
What are you doing? You answering calls?
No, I'm not answering calls.
Are you producing our show?
I literally am getting the show together here. So when
you got great Ohio Business Machine hot topics today.
I'm creating them. I'm creating them.
That's what I said. I left it open today. I didn't get a chance to talk to you guys. I was in a meeting.
What do you mean? We had a 12:30 meeting.
How was that meeting?
Huh?
How was your meeting?
I bet yours was better.
Mine was a phone call.
What phone call were you on?
Matt Wilhelm and I are at the point now where we just look into each other's eyes and we know exactly
what
we're saying.
It's going down for real.
Yeah.
That's it.
By the way, we're going to need a new song for the start of the season.
Oh, I got a few, man.
Yeah.
We want Imagine Dragons today. Matt Wilhelm's fired up about Imagine Dragons.
I really am.
Hey, my buddy went and saw him in Columbus, and just like you, Matt, he was blown away. And he goes, and I've been to a lot of shows with this guy, and he texts me, and he goes, flat out amazing.
It really was. Mind it really blown. Was. I mean, the entertainment and the engagement, as I mentioned yesterday, that they had the entire 2 hours that they played was awesome. And I told Nathan, I think Matt Fontana or Casey brought back the really big show with an Imagine Dragons song today. That's not one of their hits, and I immediately, because I was at the concert, I went, that's Imagine Dragons. Because I went to the concert, I now expanded my palette for Imagine Dragons, and I know now and can recognize their sound and their songs more than just the you know, the few that hit the main stage.
So that brings me to our Ohio Business Machine's hot topic of the day, number one, staying in the musical genre. I'm going to make a statement, and I am not ashamed of it at all, and I believe in it, and I think it is going to be legit. I think that I will be proven right and wrong. Here it comes. So my kids are huge into Taylor Swift right now. Huge. So they got the albums. I download on iTunes. I've listened to like the whole, that's all I want to listen to whenever they're in the car with me. Taylor Swift can bring it. She is talented. She's got a powerful voice. Obviously, she's a megastar in her own right, but there's a song on 1989, because now I've listened to her entire album, you know, I'm beyond just the radio, Bad Blood, which is a great song. I Know Places is a great song. And Taylor Swift brings it, and she has made me a fan. I have no problem saying it. She brings it.
So I went to see Taylor Swift, you know, a few weeks ago.
Yes, and she brought it.
Mansfield. And I am not a gigantic Taylor Swift fan.
I was a 0% prior to this.
I can respect what she does, because she is, anybody that can write their own songs, anybody that can perform them on guitar, perform them on piano, she is very talented. I'm taking nothing away from her. And she knows how to entertain, and she should, for what you pay to get into the concert. But she knows how to work the crowd, and she put on a good show.
Are you familiar with that I Know Places song?
Yes.
She performed. She yes. brings it. There's some power. There's some emotion in there.
God, it was like the four corners of hell coming together when I was in. I'm at Heinz Field. I hate the Steelers. And I have to see Taylor Swift.
So
there's 55,000 people under the age of like 11. And they're all females screaming their heads off. And I'm like, oh my God.
When I say that my kids like love her. I mean, they love her. My daughter likes to go to bed now watching her videos, which some of them are pretty intense.
That's my only turn off.
Wow. Okay. Okay. The Cleveland Browns official Twitter just tweeted out, if your Wednesday has a blank space, baby, you should fill it with some Browns Daily.
There you go.
That's from the Browns. Thank you. Let's go.
Who's in charge of that these days?
I don't know. That's got to be my girl, LWB.
Yes, I believe so. Thank you for the shout out. But my So how is Taylor Swift any different than Oprah?
What?
Yes. Because Oprah's very good at what she does and has been doing it well longer than Taylor Swift's been alive.
I would debate that in my opinion. Okay, I've watched Oprah not very much.
Okay,
but
neither
when
have I.
But when I have watched
neither
her.
Neither have I,
when
by
I
the way.
Have When I have watched her.
No. But yet you took something that I said in reference to Oprah and completely ran with it.
Because to me, that's way worse. Like, I don't think if the Man Show is still around
you're
today.
You're a grown man and you're idolizing someone who can barely drink alcohol.
Idolizing?
You just said you love Taylor Swift.
I said she brings it. She brings it.
And you said you love Taylor Swift.
I think she's very talented.
You like,
I do
you
love,
love
I don't
you
idolize
Taylor Swift.
Her. I'm not trying to become her. Okay. Oprah, also for, like, Oprah, I've never been moved emotionally by. I've never thought, man, Oprah is awesome. I want to get her off my TV.
Neither have I.
As soon as possible.
Neither have I.
Listen, she likes you, though. You guys have a relationship. She sent you an autographed
picture.
It's
not my fault.
If Taylor Swift sent me an autographed picture, I would put it up proudly. It would be great.
You would give it to your kids, I would hope.
Amen to that.
After I had it for a while.
No. I don't find her attractive, by the way.
No, me neither. That's not my style.
It's amazing how many people do.
No, not me.
I've been involved in numerous discussions in this building and outside of this building where people are like, Taylor Swift's hot. I'm like, no, she's not.
Are either of you like sharing the information about her personal life with your kids who are fanatics of Taylor Swift, just going from celebrity guy to celebrity guy to celebrity guy? As it seems to me.
No, my kids are 7 and 5. What did they?
Okay,
they
I'm just care? Saying. Eventually, they're going to find out. Are they going to be crushed? The fact that
I don't
she's
think
a flues.
So. I don't think
wow.
so. Okay.
Flautomatic. Is she a flues though? Do we know that?
Oh, I just think, you know, 3 boyfriends in 5 years, all of them being famous. You know, to me.
I just think that's the circles that you run in there.
Yeah.
Like I mean, like Ashton okay. dated Demi Moore and dated actresses before Demi Moore, and then he's married to Mila Kunis.
Okay.
Yeah. He's married to me. I just think it's like
good
the circles.
Life.
It's just the circles you run in.
Still,
you know
I just
mean?
Meant all this happening before the age of. Well, how old is Taylor Swift?
I don't. Oh, she can sing.
I just asked you a question. That's something that I
Hold
don't.
Hold on, I'm looking it up.
Is she 21?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was she 21 when John Mayer dated her?
John Mayer dated her.
Yes.
Oh man, that's
oh,
bad.
Oh, dude,
that's
come
a demerit.
On. That's
dude,
super demerit.
John
that's
good.
A demerit.
John
From Taylor Swift to
concert.
Katy Perry.
Jeff says, is this Teen Bop Radio or Browns Daily? It's just one comment, you know, with the Ohio Business Machines Hot Topics were left blank, so
that's
I filled it in.
That's accumulated about 7 minutes of our show.
Yeah.
That's far. Okay.
That's far. And I back it up. Listen to that song. And I think you will be...
Your ears will bleed.
Yes, ears will bleed. Ears will bleed with joy. Man, my man card is explained. That's fine. I have no problem with it. This is what happens when you have kids. You know, you end up watching TV shows that you would never watch at any point.
I can run off as many Pokemon and Power Ranger characters as there are out there.
Which song are you at? You're asking? I Know Places, it's called.
Yeah, all right.
It's strong. It's strong.
I know. I'm going to play it for you.
You don't need to play it right now. You don't need to play it right now. Here's my other Ohio Business Machines hot topic of the day. And I don't know if you saw this, Gibbs. But in the fifth inning, last game, there was a young man at the Browns, the Tribe game, Dom, who made a great play on a ground ball in foul territory, flipped his hat down, grabbed it, no problem, and then started talking to Miguel Cabrera. He's like, I got you. I got your back. He's like, I know. You see me. You see me. And Miguel Cabrera definitely like gave him a little bit of love. And he said, at first I thought he was just telling me to back away and stop talking, but then I realized he was into it. And then Cabrera goes into the dugout and brings the kid a bat and gloves and gives it to him, which was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
And I saw the video last
night. Oh, it was unbelievable. Definitely check it out. You can get it. MLB's Twitter has it. It's all over the place. It was on SportsCenter today. And they said Dom said that he was shocked because he got the gift basket, etc., from Cabrera, and they asked him if he was going to now be a Cabrera fan, and the kid goes, I don't know, he's on Detroit. Gotta love him.
Yeah, he was all decked out in his Indians gear.
Yeah. I thought it was awesome that Cabrera did it. It was awesome the kid was so fired up. He snagged it with his head. It was a great catch, and then he's like, I'm the man. You know this? I'm the man. I loved it.
That's New Cleveland.
New Cleveland. New Cleveland. Mike Kripke tells us to shake it off, fellas. Shake it off.
Oh, God. The place went bonkers. Hey, did you take the kids to see either one of her shows?
No.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah. I'm sad that I didn't now.
Yeah. And the Drought tweets at us. Are you guys serious with this Imagine Dragons stuff? They suck.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
Wow. Flautomatic, our guy Gary in Youngstown, who's a regular tweeter to the program, said he saw them in both Columbus, talking about Imagine Dragons, in both Columbus and Pittsburgh. They're great live. They also follow me on Twitter, just saying, hashtag not so humble,
good.
Reg.
They put on a good show, and I have a new appreciation for their music.
This is great. Weimer19 says, took my 8 and 6 year old daughter to see One Direction last year in Foxborough. The best part, no lines at the men's room.
That was awesome. I mean, literally, there was 45-minute wait for women to get into their bathrooms. And guys just walked in. I walk into the bathroom, and there's like 10 dudes in there. And every one of them, you know, this is before the fact, every one of them slapping high fives going, I've never seen a men's bathroom at Heinz Field like this. Like, no one blocking you, no one interrupting you. Beer lines were easy. Walked right up to the beer line. It was great.
I bet.
My wife went to New Kids on the Block last week and said it was about a 45-minute wait to get it, like an alcoholic drink, meaning like non-beer.
So we were trying to figure out, just because the opening acts for Taylor Swift were horrible. Vance wasn't bad, but
Vance Joy is good.
Yeah, Vance Joy was fine, but there was
Mess
a guy
is Mine
him.
Is a great song.
Correct, but the first one was, if you're playing an acoustic guitar in a stadium show, like,
it's a tough sell.
That's not good.
Especially if people aren't familiar with his music. That's
correct.
Good. Riptide's good. George is good.
Yeah.
First Time's good. And then he actually covers that I Know Places song, but I don't think he brings it like
not
T-Swift.
T-Swift.
Uh-uh.
So if there's 55,000 people in the stadium, I would say the average ticket price is probably $100.
Yeah.
I think that's a safe.
Yeah.
The average price is $100. Yep. The merchandise tables, there wasn't – you had to wait at least half an hour to get to the merchandise table. If everybody bought at least one thing, I think the cheapest thing at the merchandise table was $35.
Okay.
Jeez.
I mean, the amount of money being spent hand over fist is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, man.
Which, when you see her setup and her stage and the catwalk actually goes 20 feet in the air and swivels around the crowd, it's – you see why the cost is what it is and why it takes like 25 semis, all with her picture on it. But it's the amount of money this woman's making is ridiculous.
So probably what? $10 million alone probably in ticket sales. You figure $100 a pop average, 5.5 or 55,000 is 5.5 million, right?
Yeah.
So then you got to figure you take the addition of, you know, some of the more expensive tickets, and you're at $10 million.
Wilma! Oh, man.
She's making ridiculous amounts of money.
And I mean, that's what, 30 times a summer?
Yeah, and who knows if she's getting a part of the concessions.
Oh, dude, she has to be. Her team has to.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, that's where an artist makes their money when they go on tour.
Well, they have to now because it's not like you go in and buy music anymore.
No.
You know, they get probably, what, I don't know, 20 cents per iTunes download?
Yeah. It's about that.
By the way, many people want us to know, Cleveland Katie says, Taylor Swift is 25. 1989 is the year she was born. So
correct.
She's about to be 26.
Oh, she's not as young as I thought.
No.
No.
All right, G Money. All right, when we come back, we're gonna have an interesting question from G Money to pose to you, Matt Wilhelm,
good,
after your remark about Taylor Swift being perhaps a floozy. And also, shout out to Frank FJ Huff 282 said I rocked a Billy Wynn jersey at Heinz Field for the T Swift concert. The things I do for my tenure. I would venture to say that will be the only time a Billy Wynn jersey is worn at a Taylor Swift concert this year.
For sure.
I like that he has a Billy Wynn jersey though. Buck Wild, Uncle Bronco Bill. All right, we'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.